off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
What kind of old McDonald bull is this?
He saved my life. I couldn't just leave him there with no one to take care of him.
This thing is not going to get on the plane.
Why?
FAA regulations.
There are no FAA regulations about pigs on private planes.
No, there are.
Seriously?
Get rid of it.
No way! No swine left behind.
Do I think that this will ever happen to me? Maybe when pigs fly.
This is Just Plane Radio. Gregor Co-Pilot and Captain Dennis. We're your crew.
Maybe when pigs fly.
Navigating the latest aviation news and information. No pigs on this flight, though, I swear.
You'll float too.
Okay, so there has been quite a bit of news happening recently. We didn't mention the fact that there was an incident in Newark again where that United flight came in a little too low, clipped the truck driver and a telephone pole or light pole?
A light pole on the side of the I-95 freeway.
Yeah. I saw the video of the guy in the truck. Thank God he was okay. I mean, that had to be quite a jarring event for him. But
Well, can you imagine trying to explain that to your supervisor, why you're going to be late? I got hit by a plane. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Tell me another one.
Right. But, it triggered all the typical aviation jokes. Among our social media channels. One was what, Dennis? What?
The captain's name was Me Too Low.
Yeah, right, of course. Yeah. But it was United flight. Luckily, I wasn't on it. I did have some people flying on United, actually, that day. And so I did have to go double check and make sure there was no chance. That it was them, but they were not on that flight. So
yeah, it just amazed me, though, that they landed the plane, taxied up to the gate like nothing had happened. But if you listen to like Vasa Aviation and whatnot, clearly the crew knew something went down because they actually called the tower and asked for a phone number so they could call the tower on a non-recorded line to inquire, I guess.
Right.
That's the best way to put it.
Well, I mean, did the passengers feel it? Or
no.
They didn't feel it at all. They didn't anything had happened.
Nobody knew. I mean, the crew probably knew that something happened. But
right.
The fact that they touched down uneventfully and pulled up to the gate like nothing had happened. I mean, that could have been a complete and total disaster. I mean,
right.
If they had a little bit lower and hit that concrete barrier and started ripping parts out of the plane or ripped the landing gear off, somehow it just managed to kind of bounce off the hood or the roof of that semi. That's somebody was, maybe it was, that Irish luck you brought back.
Well, maybe. Yeah, I mean, if I was had been on that plane, I don't know that I would have wanted to know that we just clipped a truck or a pole. I think it might be better off just to, ignorance is bliss kind of mode there. You know what I mean?
And how many people go down the freeway and try to time it so that their car can go, so they have that plane going overhead and get
right.
that cool
feel? That's awesome.
Yeah, I think people
Until
might be reconsidering
you.
That.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hopefully they can limit those type of incursions in the future. It won't be any Spirit Airline airplanes anytime soon.
No, but at least they were painted yellow as a big warning.
Okay. I guess there was that. But yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate. We've talked about Spirit a lot over the last few years. Not a big fan. I have not liked their service. But hey, they had their point in the market. They were offering super cheap fares. I just didn't like the reliability issues that I encountered. But
if it wasn't for them, it wouldn't have put the price pressure on the
right.
big guys.
Exactly. So
there was a need to have them in the market, even
agreed.
If you didn't fly them.
Correct. I totally agree. And you don't ever want to see a business go under like that. That was definitely unfortunate. Well, what, 15,000 pilots?
No, 15,000 people. So baggage handlers, back office people, flight attendants, whatever. But over 2,000 pilots, too.
2,000, okay, pilots.
So
right.
there's 2,000 pilots now that are looking for work. So, what's that going to do? I think the major airlines, they're going to probably pick those guys up because they've got the experience. They're already rated in those planes. But now we're no longer going to have a little bit of a vacuum there pulling new pilots out of like the regional airlines and flowing in for a little while. I think that's going to maybe stall some of this pilot upgrading.
Yeah. But we'll see. And it wasn't all like, waiting on the sidelines for Spirit to go under so the other guys could come in and buy up everything, you know, pennies on the dollar. I mean, you saw the one story about the day that they shut down operations was one of the pilots on Spirit was retiring, and he was supposed to have his final flight. And I forget who picked it up, picked him up. And
I think it was South. It might have been Southwest.
Yeah.
But I can't remember. I saw the article and I just don't remember the details on it. But yeah, it was really kind of neat that they still, you know, the guy was able to get his little water cannon salute on his last day.
Right. I mean, that would have really sucked, you know, and the fact that they kind of stepped in to help out and give the guy his props is, you know, is a fine gesture. But, you know, like you said, what this means for the industry overall, I mean, there was talks of them trying to merger and then they wouldn't let them do it. And then the government was going to give them some loans and that didn't happen. So I don't know. You think they're just going to be all split up this and buy all these planes cheap and
absolutely. I mean, they didn't own a lot of the planes. I think they owned some of their A321s, but most of them are leased, and that's kind of typical in the airline industry. So now all of a sudden there's a probably an excess of Airbus 320s sitting in the market.
Right.
But on the other hand, there's also a large order book over at Airbus for customers that are looking to get new airplanes to add to their fleet. And that's been a problem lately, is that the airlines can't get the new airplanes fast enough to be able to grow. And so that's held back some of their pilot hiring. So maybe this might be a blessing in disguise that they can, you know, finally realize on their fleet expansions that they've been wanting to do. They get to do it on the cheap. Mm-hmm. It may not be with a brand new plane, but on the other hand, they may be don't have the geared turbofan engines that are giving them a problem on the new planes. And so they can actually put these in and actually fly them for a while. So, yeah.
Well, you know, just getting more equipment in the pipeline is probably good for some of the other carriers for sure. You know, I have kind of wondered, like, okay, will we see any more of this anytime soon from any of the other low-cost carriers? They're all evidently right now struggling from some stories that I've been reading.
Well,
and I hope that's not the case.
Fuel costs doubled, it certainly doesn't help their business case. And so, yeah, JetBlue, everybody said, oh, they should have approved the merger with JetBlue and Spirit. But honestly, could we rule out the fact that we might have been seeing JetBlue going bankrupt now, too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The demand is down. People are saying, hey, why should I put up with the nickel and diming model and the cramped spaces when for a few dollars more, I can go and buy a basic economy ticket on Delta and have a little bit better experience.
Right.
So that's exactly what the major airlines did. They came in, we've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. They came in and basically chopped all the price or, you know, all the features out that they could, offered something comparable and gave the people a choice. So Spirit came in and set the floor and said, this is as low as we can sell a ticket.
That's right. Yeah. They
and
lowered the floor.
It wasn't covering their costs.
Right. Well, yeah. And, you know, and the thing is, I mean, as far as the service they provided, I thought it was fine. When you get on when I got on the Spirit airplanes, I thought the planes were fine. Seats were fine and everything else. But my situations with them is they were not reliable enough and they'd be delayed, or if they canceled a flight, you know, the next flight might be a day or two later. I mean, that's not that doesn't work for me when I'm having to be here at a particular time. So,
well, and that's why there was, you know, the other carriers that offered more options. But if you're the leisure traveler that, you know, this might have been okay.
You can be flexible and you're not, you know, stressed that you have to be at this time at a certain point in time. Yeah, I mean, you can get a bargain. Absolutely. So they definitely have their place. And, you know, I hope we don't see any more of them suffering like this. I you know, I don't think that's good for the industry overall. But we'll have to watch this and see how it goes. Actually, I got a Allegiant airline flight scheduled here in a couple weeks that I guess that's why I'm a little nervous. Like, please make sure this is the only ones that do this, because I don't have an alternative for that flight. So that's why I booked it. So we will see. But yeah, we wish those pilots the best, and hopefully they'll land on their feet, literally, or land in a plane.
Or at least not on a bread truck.
Yeah, well, okay. Yes. We don't want that for anyone, not for the truck driver or the pilot. On that note, we're going to wrap it up. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to lead my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.